Do you completely understand your purpose in life? Well, God does. Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve.
We're calling this series Witness. Shine for Christ, share your story. Shine and share. Those are the two words that I want to burn into your heart, to burn into your brain. What is my purpose in life? It's to shine and it's to share. Shine for Christ, share your story.
He can heal every scar.
As a Christian, you're called by God to be His witness wherever you are, whether it be at home, at work, in school, or play. But what does being a witness really require? This is From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve. I'm Larry Nobles, and in today's lesson, Pastor Jeff is going to share key actions that we need to take to be the witness that God created us to be. The message today is from Pastor Jeff's series, Witness, Shine for Jesus, Share His Story. And the lesson is called, I Gotta Tell Somebody. And Pastor, before you get into the message today, I would suspect that some would be saying, I could never articulate my faith to others. And what would you say to them?
Great question, Larry. I think when your life is really impacted by God's grace, when it's fresh, when you have had an encounter with God and you are overwhelmed by the fact that He has forgiven you for all your sins and He has lavished His grace upon you through the death of His Son, it makes you want to tell people. One of the big problems I think we have in Christianity is we're saved and we've gotten over it. The story for the sermon I Gotta Tell Somebody is the Gadarene demoniac. He was saved and he never got over it. He was always so excited, so appreciative, so blown away by God's grace that He would cast out a legion of demons from his life, that He would change him and make a crazy man a sane man. Boy, he just had to tell everybody. I think the people that really stay close to the Lord, their hearts are always full. They're always in amazement that the Lord would save them and has saved them. They just got to tell somebody else about it.
Well, today's lesson will set the tone for this series and even perhaps for your life. Now, today is the first day of this series. If you missed any throughout the month, once it's aired, you can download it free on fromhisheart.org. Just click the radio tab. Right now, open your Bible to the 5th chapter of Mark. Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve with a lesson called, I Gotta Tell Somebody.
To kick off this series, I was thinking about what passage of Scripture really, really pinpoints what it means to have an experience with the Lord that totally transforms a person's life. And the Lord laid upon my heart, Mark chapter 5. The story of a man from the country of the Gerasenes. Hey, this guy, who's an unnamed guy, he's just a man who had a legion of demons from the country of the Gerasenes. We don't know his name, but he was a great witness. He's the first Gentile witness to the Gentile world in the New Testament. And he went to 10 cities to tell about Jesus, how he had mercy on him and what great things he had done for him. He was sharing his story. Hey, what can we learn from this guy? Because he was a great witness. How can you and I be great witnesses for the Lord? Three keys to being a great witness. First key, remember what life was like and what life is like without Christ. If you're going to be a great witness, you have to remember what life was like without Christ. And this guy, this man with the legion of demons, he serves as such a vivid example of what life is like without Christ. Albeit he's an extreme example, but he shows us what the devil's game plan is for every single person. Jesus said the thief comes only to steal, to kill, and destroy. And this guy had been robbed, he had been destroyed, and the devil was killing him day by day, having him cut himself with stones and the blood would gush and cry out in torment. It was awful. So as you look at this guy, You can see, although when we first read that, you say, I've never seen anybody like that. I don't know anybody like that. I wouldn't want to see anybody like that. Freak you me out. But we can see that this guy is a vivid picture of every single person without Christ. He's possessed by a legion of demons. I think we would all say that guy's life is horrible. It's horrible. Can it get any worse than that? I don't think so. If you get to that place, his life is horrible. I believe we would all say that guy's in desperate need. He's in terrible trouble. And you know what? So is every lost person. So is every person without Christ. Every person without Christ is in desperate need and terrible trouble. Look what the scripture says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12. Remember that you were at that time separate from Christ, having no hope and without God in the world. Totally hopeless, totally without God, in terrible need and in terrible trouble. Just like this guy. Just like this guy. Now, he's in terrible need physically and spiritually, but we're in terrible need without Christ spiritually. Just like that guy, the walking dead. No peace. No ability to find peace. Just in turmoil. Just in trouble. We don't like to think of ourselves like that. But see, every lost person is a wicked, wretched sinner. We would all agree this is a wicked, wretched guy. People were afraid of him, and he was naked and running around like a crazy man and terrorizing people, and it was awful. He was wicked. He was wretched. And so is every person outside of Christ. So here you are. You're not good. I'm not good. We're not good outside of Christ. Here we are. We're not righteous outside of Christ. And anything that we do to God, it's a filthy rag. See, we're wicked, wretched sinners, just like that guy was, just like that guy was. You know, there's a theological term to describe the fall of man. It's the word depravity. That word means to be wicked, to be morally corrupt before God. And when you think about depravity, we tend to think in terms, because we like to compare. So we tend to think in terms of people that are really depraved and people that are not so depraved. But it doesn't work that way. Depravity is kind of like being dead. This guy is wicked and wretched and depraved before God. And so are you, and so am I without Jesus Christ. I like what I heard Robert Lewis say about depravity. He said, depravity doesn't mean you are as bad as you can be. Depravity means you are as bad as can be before God. Not as bad as you can be. Not that you're doing the absolute most horrible things that a person could possibly do. It's that you are as bad as can be before God. When he sees you, he sees someone who is vile, wicked, undone spiritually before him, in trouble. As Isaiah said, woe is me, for I am undone. So how does all this work into being a witness? Well, first of all, you remember what life was like and is like without Christ. And every person you meet and I meet who doesn't have a personal relationship with Jesus, that person is in a place of wretchedness and wickedness before God. He's in a place, she's in a place where they can't find peace. Because there is no peace, says my God, for the wicked. They're without hope and without God in the world. First key, you remember what life was like and is like without Christ. Second key, remember what the Lord has done for you. What did the Lord do for this guy? Oh, so much. I mean, this guy is in terrible trouble. This guy is running around naked. This guy is terrorizing anybody who came in his path. This guy, as most people would say, he's insane. Some would, no doubt, they had an argument. Some say, that guy's demon-possessed. Oh, no, he's not demon-possessed. He's insane. Some have asked, why did Jesus take the demons and cast them into the swine? It's to show everybody the demon possession is real. To show everybody demons are not just a figment of somebody's imagination. The reason this guy is a madman is because of the demons that live inside of him. He was totally out of control. Nobody could subdue him. And you know, with society, they got together. What are we going to do about this man and his friend? Because there were two of them. What are we going to do for these guys? Well, let's put them in shackles. Let's put them in chains. Bam, he would break them. There's nobody that can control him. This guy is hopeless until he met Jesus. And he meets Jesus, and everything changes. Jesus transformed his life. And you see this guy, and he goes from being naked and violent and gashing himself with stones and terrorizing. Verse 15, and when the people that had seen the swine go off the cliff, it says, and when they came to Jesus and observed the man who had been demon-possessed, sitting down, clothed, and in his right mind, the very man who had the legion, and they became frightened. Something has happened here. This guy is totally different. He doesn't have the demons anymore. He's been set free from the demons. But let me tell you something. Not only was he set free from the demons, but he was set free from sin. Luke says this in his account. And those, Luke 8:36, and those who had seen it reported to them how the man who was demon possessed had been made well. Had been made well is the Greek word zozo, which is the word used for saved. He had been saved. He had been delivered. He had been set free. Not only did the Lord cast out the demons, but the Lord changed his life and the Lord saved his soul. We can see that from the passage. Obviously, the man wanted to go with Jesus. He wanted to be with him for the rest of his life. He had been changed. He had been set free. Think about your life. You know, we want to be a good witness. We remember what life was like before we met Christ, what life is like for those who don't know Christ. And then we remember what he did for us. See, that's what Jesus told this guy. Go home and report to your family and your people what great things the Lord has done for you and how he had mercy on you. And we remember that. What has God done for me? How has he had mercy on me? Well, he has set me free. He has set me free from my sins. Scripture says in Revelation chapter 1, verse 5, Jesus is the one who loves us and has made us free from our sins with his blood sacrifice. He has set us free. How wonderful to be set free.
You're listening to Pastor Jeff Shreve on From His Heart Today, and as we've been reminded, it truly is wonderful to know that you're really free from the penalty of sin through the blood of Jesus. Pastor Jeff returns in just a moment with the conclusion of the lesson today called, I've Gotta Tell Somebody. And he'll explain in detail what your freedom in Christ really means to you each and every day. Now, of course, one of the great freedoms that comes to those surrendered to Jesus is a deep and freeing desire to share your story. And that is what makes a good life. You see, the good life is not having a ton of money in the bank. It's not being famous. It's not having tons of possessions. You can have lots of money in the bank and tons of possessions and be miserable. The good life is not materialism. It's the things that God gives. And everyone wants that, but not everyone has it. How can you experience the good life God wants you to live? Pastor Jeff wants to help you do just that this month by saying thank you for your gift to this ministry of any amount this month. And when you do, we'll send you his message called Living the Good Life. Now, if you're able to give a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you that message as well as two series from him. The first called Witness, Shine for Christ and Share Your Story. And the series called Shine, How to Live the Christian Life in an Unchristian World. Both of these will help you be filled with the Holy Spirit and share that good news with others. Now, to get them, you can easily call 866-40-BIBLE. That's 866-40-BIBLE. Or go to fromhisheart.org to make your gift. Pastor Jeff is a volunteer for this ministry, so thank you for doing what you do, because all of it goes to help us spread the word and share Jesus with the world. Now, let's conclude this message from Pastor Jeff's series, Witness, and the lesson, I Gotta Tell Somebody.
What has the Lord done for you? What has he done for me as believers? He has set us free from sin, and he has changed our lives, just like he changed that guy's life. Now, this guy had a dramatic change. Wow! I mean, you talk about a testimony. He had quite a testimony to share. He had a dramatic change. And in the Christian life, the change begins inside and it works its way outside. That's why the scripture says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Work out what the Lord has worked in. But the Lord came. What did he say? The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy, John 10:10. But I have come that you might have life and you might have it abundantly. That my spirit that I'll put inside of you would be in control of you, that you'd be filled with the spirit and that you would have the fruit of the spirit, which is love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Listen, Jesus didn't come and say, I promise you a new car. I promise you a big house. I promise you problem-free living. He never promises any of that stuff. He says, I promise you joy. I promise you peace that surpasses understanding. I promise to be with you every step of the way. And even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you don't need to fear any evil. Why? Because I'm walking with you every step of the way, and I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you. Wow. Change you from the inside out. Key number three, you remember what the Lord has commanded you to do. The people, it's kind of interesting, the demons, when they talked to Jesus, they entreated him and implored him not to send them, as the other gospel writers say, not to send them into the abyss, the bottomless pit. You know, there is an incarceration cell where the Lord put certain demons from Genesis chapter 6. Angels who didn't keep their proper abode, it says in the book of Jude, speaking of those angels in Genesis chapter 6. He incarcerated them in a place called the abyss, the bottomless pit. It's also called Tartarus in the Greek. And the Lord put them in there. They're in this pit in Revelation chapter 9 during the tribulation. The Lord opens up the pit and he lets the vilest demons out. He lets them loose on humanity. It's a terrible, horrible time. But these guys said, please, please don't torment us before the time. Don't send us into the abyss and don't send us out of the country, Lord. This is Gentile country. We got free reign here. Please. Send us into the swine. And the Lord did that. And he sent them into the swine. And the man with the legion was now free. And he was sitting at Jesus' feet and no doubt finding out who Jesus was and no doubt giving his heart and life to Jesus. And he wanted to go with him and his disciples. Oh, the demons implored Jesus, don't send us out of the country. Don't send us into the abyss. The people in the town, they implore Jesus and beg Jesus, please, Jesus, leave us. You're frightening us. You're freaking us out. We don't want you to be around here. How tragic. And then this man is begging and pleading, please, Lord, let me go with you. You know, the Apostle Paul said that in Philippians chapter 1. He said he had this desire in his heart to depart and be with Christ, for that is very much better. Very much better. And so it's a normal reaction. Here's this once demon possessed man. Now he says, please, Lord, let me go with you. And the Lord said, no, he would not permit it. He would not allow it. And he said in verse 19, go home to your people and report to them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he had mercy on you. And he went away and began to proclaim in Decapolis what great things Jesus had done for him. And everyone marveled. You remember what you've been commanded to do. Oh, it would be so much nicer to be able to go and be with the Lord. But he has left us here on this earth. For what purpose? You shall be my witnesses. That's your purpose here. To do two things. To shine. He has called you to shine for Christ and to share. He has called you to share your story. Those two things. To shine for Christ and share your story. That's what we're supposed to do. That's what this guy was supposed to do. What does it mean to shine for Christ? It means that by your life, you evidence that you have had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. It means that you're a follower of Jesus. You know, we use the word Christian so much that people don't understand or they don't recognize in their minds, what does that mean to be a Christian? When they use the word Christian in the New Testament, that meant something. That meant you were like Jesus. You were like Christ. A Christian was like Christ. He was a follower of Christ. So he didn't do the things that the world did because Jesus wouldn't do that. So he would get in line with Christ. Hey, when you shine for Christ, you get in line with him. You say, I want my life to line up with yours. Lord, you wouldn't have sexual immorality in your life. You abhor that. And so I got to get that out of my life. I got to get negative attitudes and bitterness and all that stuff. We talked last week. You got to lay down those things when you run the race. You got to take off those heavy packs of guilt and shame and bitterness and pet sin. You got to lay all that aside. And faithlessness, you got to lay all that aside. Man, I'm going to follow you, Lord. I want my life to shine for Jesus Christ. So he's called us to do. He said, hey, you're the light of the world because I live inside you. Let your light so shine among men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. So he has called you. He's called me to shine for Christ. And he has called you and me to share your story. You say, well, Jeff, I don't have a story like this guy had. Man, if I had a story like that guy, I'd have something to share. I'd call up Oprah, say, hey, put me on. I got something to say here. I don't have a story like that. You experience God's mercy? What Jesus said, go home and report to your people what God has done for you and how he had mercy on you. Do you know what it means to experience amazing grace? Anybody who's a true Christian has something to share. Church people don't have anything to share. I taught an evangelism class years and years and years ago, and there was a guy in my class, and he was a good guy, a moral guy, a nice guy. And one of the assignments was, you got to write out your story. How you came to experience God's amazing grace. Write out your story. And you know what? He went home and he put the pen in his hand and the pen to the paper and nothing came out. And it bothered him and bothered him and bothered him for days. And you know what he said? He said, I don't have a story. I've never really met Christ. I just know about him in my head. I've just been taught things about him, but I've never had an encounter with him. He prayed to receive Christ as Savior and Lord, and he came the next week, and he said, now I have a story. You have a story? You have a story about how he had mercy on you? Then share it. Shine and share. And if you don't have a story, you can get one today. You can receive his mercy today.
How about you today? Maybe you know that Jesus is indeed the Lord and Savior of your life, but you've forgotten your first love and how the Lord has shown you mercy and grace. Or maybe you know that right now, this moment, you are not a child of God. As you've listened today and realized that you do not know Jesus Christ personally, you can come to him now. Acts chapter 3, verse 19 says, repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. He promises to forgive us now and forever. If you'd like to know more about how to surrender your life to Christ, we invite you to go to fromhisheart.org. We have an extensive section there to help you understand that. It's called Why Jesus. Just click that link on the homepage. And you'll also find some free materials to download and some specific messages from Pastor Jeff that will help. And we pray that they will be a blessing to you and allow you to surrender all to Jesus. Today's message was the first of seven in Pastor Jeff's series called Witness, Shine for Christ, and Share Your Story. It's one of two series in our Shine and Share Pack. You can also find out more about how to get that when you go to fromhisheart.org. Thank you for joining us today with the lesson I've Got to Tell Somebody on From His Heart. I'm Larry Nobles, trusting that you'll be here next time for the next lesson in Pastor Jeff's inspiring series, Witness, Shine for Jesus, Share Your Story. And then he'll open up God's Word and share real truth, love, and hope from God's heart. Here on From His Heart. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve, speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you, and He has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more when you go to fromhisheart.org.